Okay, so time to chat to my next guest. You know him, you love him. He is Bafana Modise. He is the spokesperson for the South African Friends of Israel. And we're going to be talking about a press release from the South African Friends of Israel talking about the latest UN report, which confirms without a doubt that Hamas militants are blocking aid, food aid, into Gaza. As always, Bafana Modise, what a pleasure it is to have you with me on the Home Run.
Oh, hey, Simon, a good day from Jerusalem.
I was wondering.
I'm coming to you live. I'm in Tel Aviv. But a good day to the listeners as well.
Okay, just before we get into the details of the report, I saw some reel on Facebook, you dancing up there in the north looking very, very happy, causing a whole bunch of students to look even happier. And I thought, this man is having a very good time doing what it is he's supposed to be doing. But that is all an aside. Let's get into this issue of this report, Bafana. The report is pretty stark and so unexpected, because one doesn't often read these sorts of reports from the UN. They're certainly not... keen to criticize Hamas. Armed Hamas personnel blocking food trucks and assaulting aid workers. In plain terms, though, like, what effect does this report have, if any, on the public conversation? Because it seems to me like truth just doesn't seem to matter anymore.
I think to some extent we can say it's a light at the end of a tunnel. We did tell them a long time ago that Hamas has been doing this, when the first aid was being transferred into Gaza, and they all just saying it's Zionist propaganda. And today their favorite UN has actually launched beat them on their own game. What you are seeing right now is the so-called pro-pilots being silent, the same way they were silent when there was a proof that Hamas did rape a woman. And this clearly, you are right, truth does not matter. But in this instance, we did call upon the ANC, our high moral office, to say, ANC, now is time to denounce Hamas and call for aid to the people of Gaza. And that was the essence of seeing, is this the organization of Nelson Mandela? Nelson Mandela did say, if you change your principles based on who you're dealing, then you are not fit to run a nation. And if ANC won't take a strong position in the interest of the Palestinian people to denounce Hamas and call Hamas out, clearly then this is not about Palestinians, it's about political theater. But we are glad that the UN, at last, maybe they've seen the truth for themselves. And we could be hopeful that this could be a turning time in our political discourse.
Bafana, that really is interesting. It's also doubly interesting that the government is so unbelievably quick to speak whenever Israel is involved, but suddenly goes very quiet when the UN appoints to abuses by Hamas. You say you've alerted the ANC and Durko to the deafening silence. Have you had any response from them at all?
No, they haven't. We hope that they will respond, but it's probably a false hope. We do understand where their loyalty stands. But also, this was to highlight to South Africans the hypocrisy and the blackmail that has been happening in the name of Palestinians. The way our history, the way our country has been used to play politics in the Middle East at the cost of our people. This is the people that our government have been endorsing. These are the people that our government have been defending, even as far as the ICJ. And today, these are the very same people who are starving the very Palestinians that they claim to care and represent. So this was also more of a public awareness to the public to say, when you hear Free Palestine, it is not about Palestinians, it's about political theater. And the Palestinians themselves want to be free from Hamas. They want to be free from the Iranian control. The Palestinians themselves deserve better, and Hamas is not the root. And I'm glad that there's been a lot of, I'm sure you have seen on social media, there is even Reddy Kirby is silent for some reason. All these pro-Palestinians that are speaking, no one is speaking about calling out Hamas for its crimes against the people of Palestine.
I want to bring it home, and I want to talk about the ANC for just a moment, because you've argued that the ANC's approach to human rights is driven by ideology rather than by compassion. And I'm just wondering what examples make you feel that this is now a pattern which is undeniable.
I mean, you look at how Russia bombed Ukraine, and all of a sudden, it was not necessarily about the people's lives. It was about being non-aligned. In a way, clearly meaning that they support Russia because they're allies of Russia ideologically. You look at what happened in Iran when the people of Iran were calling for freedom, when 50,000 protesters were killed. They were mum and not to even speak against that. And right now, as we speak, people of Libya today, there's a video trending of Libya slave trade. And there's not been any condemnation because it's the allies of the struggle. It's the allies of the past, the revolutionary allies, Cuba, Venezuela. Mm-hmm. You will never hear them speak against this autocratic or dictatorships that the people have grown to hate. So clearly, as I've said, there can be many examples where I can show you that our foreign policy of morality, as we claim, it has nothing to do with moral. It has nothing to do with the people. It's basically about alliances and ideology. And regardless of how people suffer, as long as they could be seen as they are in fighting the West imperialist forces, even though the very people are dying.
Bafana, your statement uses really strong language. I'm going to quote, if moral authority were a currency, you write, the ANC and Durko would be insolvent. That's some really strong framing there, Bafana. Was that intentional? Well, I mean, I guess it was, but I mean, you really pushed the boat out there.
I mean, it's painful what the people of Iran have been doing, Simon. They've been marching in the streets. They've been saying, we are being hanged on the streets. We are being accused of being Zionist collaborators. We have been, even the women's soccer team itself showed the world in Australia that going back home is a mission. But what did our government do about that? What did our government do about the protesters that were killed? 50,000 within a short space of 2 weeks. They did nothing. The people of Ukraine themselves were bombed. What did this government do? We should have a foreign policy that is consistent, that is grounded, that is based on our interest as well. But also, if you really want to evoke the spirit of Nelson Mandela was a man who was consistent. And as I said when I started this interview, if you change your principles based on who you're dealing, then maybe you are not fit to run a country.
A final question for you this afternoon, Bafana. Do you think South Africans are kind of waking up and starting to notice? And I'm talking about this imbalance, the loud condemnations of Israel versus the silence on Hamas and Hamas's abuses. Or do you think it's still flying under the radar?
The reality of the matter is that our people on Middle East politics are indifferent. But what we are seeing right now with the march, where there is this nationalistic, patriotic movement, close our borders, build our economy, South Africa for South Africans, and what the gift of the givers then did, that's when they brought the subject of Israel to the people's heads. Because all of a sudden, every South African today has been labeled as a Zionist supporter because they want illegal immigrants out of the country, all documented. And ever since this Israel was put into the, even the minister Kubai tried to push that lie. And I think now that's when South Africans are saying, we don't care. We even support Israel. If it's Israel supporting this movement, then we must support Israel because we need to protect our communities, protect our country. Illegal immigration is a crime. We don't hate African people. We have been living with them for all these years, but we need to follow law and order. Just like myself, I'm in Israel. I came here with a passport. I have a permit. Every country has those laws and rights, and they must be enforced. So therefore, ever since Gift of the Givers pushed a lie, and even ministers now trying to throw the name of Israel into the discussions, now South Africans are saying, we don't care. If it's Israel, we thank Israel. Somebody had to do something about this. Our clinics are overflooded, our crime is high, drugs are on the streets. We need to find a way to curb illegal immigration, not people coming from. We are not against foreigners. We are against law, the idea that there is no law and order, and anyone can walk in and walk out of the country. And at the end of the day, it is South Africans in the townships who must face crime. It's the children of South Africans in the townships who are in drugs. And this is the issue where you don't have people who are documented. You can't even manage the situation. You can't even manage your healthcare facilities anymore because people, you don't know what's happening. You don't know who is in the country. And the tax base is not even allowing us. So we just need to find a way to impose, or not even impose, to enforce the law of South Africa. But as I was saying, that's why then Israel today has become a topic in South Africa, favorably for some reason, because people are saying, if it's Israel supporting much and much, then we thank Israel because we do need to protect our country and our sovereignty and our borders.
Bafana Modise, always a privilege chatting to you. Thank you for being with me here on the Home Run this afternoon. That was Bafana Modise, the spokesperson for the South African Friends of Israel.